Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Doug Jeffers, director at Binney's and a wine manager. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Steve.
And Happy New Year to you and your family. So you have a... Let me back up. I was going to ask you, and I will, about the choices for champagne. But it seems like a stupid question, aside from it being from a part of France that is called Champagne. What makes champagne champagne?
Well, I think that's exactly it, really, if you're talking about real champagne. It's that they've been doing it for literally hundreds of years there. So you can make sparkling wine from all over the world, but nowhere is it done as perfectly as it is in Champagne, France.
So if I took, do they still make? I remember when I was a kid, it was a thing, and it was called cold duck. Do they still do that? And what was that, or what is that?
Yeah, they still make cold duck. We still get asked for it. So it's a mix of red wine and sparkling wine, and it's a little bit sweeter. So it's kind of a niche product that's used to be very popular, but still is out there.
So for those that like a sweeter sort of champagne kind of look-alike, this would do the trick, perhaps?
Yeah, that could work. But I guess it's important to note that it's champagne is many styles, and it's, you know, sparkling wine from all over the world. So if anybody thinks champagne is just this, you know, dry, bubbly, refreshing, austere kind of wine, it's not necessarily. It can be a sweeter version, fuller, fruitier. There's a lot to it.
All right, so I want to ask you about that. So does the price necessarily reflect the quality? So because champagne can be very, very inexpensive. And Binney's has specials all the time, as one example. However, it can also be very expensive, the very fancy kind that come in these giant bottles that come in all this wrapping. It takes you as long to unwrap a Christmas gift as it does to get to the champagne bottle.
Right, right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's a lot easier to get a really top-quality wine if you spend a lot of money, but you don't have to. There are relative bargains throughout any price point you want to target.
So, can you give us an example or two of a couple of champagnes that are more affordable that you might recommend?
Sure. So, there's some tremendous sales going on right now. You can get some domestic sparkling wine. Here's one great example.
But that's not. Let me. I'm interrupting you only to be clear. That's not champagne, that's sparkling wine, right?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So what would be...
We're speaking strictly champagne.
Yes, at the moment. But yeah, I want some other choices too.
Sure. So strictly champagne generally starts about $25 and up. And that is really just due to the process, where it comes from, the rarity, all of the above. But right now we have... Champagne, almost never before seen. We have champagne, true champagne, for $19.99 on the shelf. I don't think I've ever seen that in my time in wine. But there are many bargains from, you know, that $20, you know, up through $50. You can get some terrific, terrific bottles.
Doug, we have, and by the way, you can call, you can text 312-981-7200. Doug, we bought a bottle of Krohn MCC. I don't know what that is. And it was based on a recommendation at Binney's, and we love it. What is that?
Awesome. I'm not sure. Which one is it?
Krohn, K-R-O-N-E-M-C-C. I don't have any idea. And apparently
sure
the
either.
Expert doesn't know either. But if they like it, that's what matters, which is just the point. So it doesn't need to be champagne, I think is what you're getting at, and you can get an affordable sparkling wine as well that could be from somewhere else in the world, including the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's, you know, so many of those champagne houses that are hundreds of years old have come over to the United States and set up shop over here decades ago and make some really affordable, really fantastic sparkling wine. So Mumm, Dom Perignon, Moët, those kind of houses, even the people that make Cristal, Roeder Cristal, come over in Anderson Valley in California and make a fantastic Roeder Estate Brut sparkling wine for $19.99 right now.
Okay, so I see that four-letter word, B-R-U-T, no, three-letter word, on bottles all the time, and I never really have known what it means. What is a Brut? Is that a brand name?
It just tells you the sweetness level. So Brut is a very specific amount of residual sugar that's left in the champagne. So it's very dry. So a very minimal residual sugar left in the wine, very dry, very clean, very fresh and crisp, kind of palate cleansing. But that Brut will tell you almost no sweetness.
Hmm. Okay. Now, I could not keep my job if I didn't ask you this question. Winter beers, that is now a thing. I mean, years ago, you'd never see that kind of thing in Chicago anyway, or in the United States. But now you see, is it marketing or are there really some beers that are great choices for this time of year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are seasonal products for most categories and beer has kind of really capitalized on it. So, you know, it's the style of beer or style of any kind of product that you want for colder weather. Same with food, you know, when the weather gets colder, you want those rich, you know, meaty stews and very kind of heartwarming things like that. Same with beers, wines. We've got a lot of holiday classic wines, mulled wines, Glühwein from Germany, those kind of things that are very popular for the winter seasons.
So I did a bad thing I need to tell you about. I thought, okay, good idea. I like mulled wine when I go to the Kris Kringle markets and such. So I thought, okay, I'm going to buy some at Binny's, which I did actually. And then we were invited to dinner last night. And I brought the mulled wine. And then it occurred to me as I walked through the door of their house that they have to prepare this. They have to put this in a pot, I believe, and then warm it up. Because mulled wine is warmed up wine. It already has like the cinnamon in it and whatever else, whatever other spices make mulled wine, I think. But it still needs some preparation. Can you talk about mulled wine and what that is?
Yeah, it's just, you know, the original is Glühwein from Germany. And it's exactly what you said. It's a red wine with some sweetness and some baking spices, some cloves, some cinnamon, some nutmeg. That really boosts the aromatics, really a rich, inviting kind of smell. So I think it's a great thing to show up somebody's house with, but yeah, they probably should be prepared if that's what's going to be served that night. It does take a little extra work, but it's well worth it.
And what do? You literally put it in a saucepan and then put a fire under it to warm it up?
Yeah, a very slow warming of it. You don't want to, you know, boil it, cook it off, but a very slow warming of it, and that's how it should be served, warm.
Can you cheat and use a microwave?
Oh, you could, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You just
got to
make sure you don't overdo it, that's all.
Okay. So, speaking of wine, I want to talk about that. What do you think are some of the most underrated wines? And this is actually a discussion that we had at this dinner I was at. I'm a big fan of Spanish wines. And then I was told, oh, no, that they're good, but you've not tried wines then from Portugal. I mean, are there wines from regions that people sometimes don't think about that are just as good or better than what we do think about, the California wines, the French wines, the Italian wines and such?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's kind of where to find the true value in the wine world is going for either the little more unknown or obscure regions or countries, or doing opting for lesser known varietals that can be just as delicious as, you know, your Cabernets and your Chardonnays, but are going to cost you less because they're not so much in demand. Stuff like Grenache, great Grenache from Spain as well, Portugal, Damets. Terrific stuff, really delicious stuff, but you know they just don't command the kind of prices that Cabernet, especially something like, you know, Napa Cabernet can command.
And what about those Spanish wines I mentioned?
In the kind of the fighting varietal, as we call it, category, so that's just more of the everyday table wine. Spain is still represents a fantastic value. So they have Tempranillo is one of their main grapes. It's kind of called the Spanish Cabernet because it has similar flavors. You can get terrific wines from there. Grenache, they make some fantastic Grenache that are very affordable. We're talking $12 and under.
You know, the thing that I like about Binny's, aside from the fact that if you can't find it, what is that line that they use on the commercials? But it's true. If you can't find it there, it's not made, because you guys have everything. That's not the exact line, but that's kind of
true. It's close, yeah, but we try.
Yeah,
we
try. It's true. But the thing that I love is that your average person is not a connoisseur, you know? And you're going to either get a gift for someone, or maybe you're just looking for something different for yourself. You guys are able to help people and do understand price points vary on what that individual customer is willing to or wants to spend. And I think that is so incredibly important. Do you train the employees? How do they? Because they know a lot.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. We definitely pride ourselves on having probably the strongest education program in the industry. And we have, you know, over 200 certified wine professionals throughout our stores. And that's all we're here to do, is just have fun and help people find the right wines.
How does one get certified as a wine professional, and when can I start?
Well, first we're going to hire you at Binny's, and then we'll put you through our internal education. And we also partner with American Wine School to get globally certified credentials for our wine people. So it's something that is recognized globally.
Wow, I did not know that. So do you have letters after your – are you a doctor of wine?
Not quite there, but yeah, something like that. We do have letters behind her name.
That is so cool. What are the letters?
WSET is the Wine Spirits and Education Trust. Wine Spirits Education Trust, and that's the one that's globally recognized, and we certify through many levels of that school.
Well, Dr. Jeffers, it's great to talk to you. Wishing you and everyone at Binny's a happy new year. Thank you for joining us and educating us on WGN.
Thank you, Steve. Good to talk to you.